Good morning, Hopkins Middle School. Hopkins Junior High School. This is Dr. Benjamin Boone from California State University, Fresno. Such a pleasure to be here with you today. I heard your warm-up. It sounds really great, and I'm looking forward to your performance so much. I'll go ahead and let the tape roll, I guess, during your first selection so that you can hear what it's like, but I won't be making comments until you do the prelude to an old tale. I do hope that one of the or two of the comments that I give prove useful to you in the future. That certainly is the manner in which I attend them. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to contact me via email, bboone@californiastateuniversityfresno.edu. So csufresno.edu. Okay, looking forward to it. Okay, here's your warm-up piece, and I'll go ahead and just let the recording run so that you have a recording of the warm-up. By the way, I was really, really impressed with the way that all of you have been acting during this warm-up time, and even when you got off the bus, you were getting off the bus when I pulled up, and you're acting very professionally, and that's greatly appreciated and speaks to the seriousness with which you approach this. Okay, that was really nice. One thing that was nice is that I could hear the inner parts. The balance was good. The tuning was good. Just thought I'd let you know that. Okay, and make sure those moving lines come out, right? But you did a really good job with that. Okay, here we go to the prelude. Looking forward to it. Okay, don't hesitate when he gives the downbeat. We need everyone right exactly at the same time on the attack, right? The viola, I can use a little more on that quarter note. Very nice and sensitive. Once again, that attack at 7, let's make sure that's all together. Push a little bit more going into that violas on the 8th notes, I think. We want movement there, right? Yeah, that C violin 1 is a dissonance, right? So you want to lean into that so that we hear the resolution. Very nice shaping. Yeah, same thing for violin too. That D on beat 3 is a non-harmonic tone, so we want to emphasize that so that we hear the resolution to the C sharp better, right? Good. Really great for your level. All of my comments are really nitpicky. This is really beautiful. Hear how it's sequencing down? Yeah, so the next step is really hearing when you have dissonances and when you have consonances so that you can emphasize the dissonance and you can make the resolution even more gratifying. Beautiful dynamic contrast. Good control. Let's get the pitch solid there, basses. Yeah, that chord's kind of an interesting chord in measure 36, isn't it? And here on beat 1-2, there's a dissonance, but it resolves on beat 3. Well, it changed, the harmony changes, it's not a dissonance. Da, dee, da. Yeah, cellos, don't be afraid to come out there where you have the moving line or that neat little chromatic thing that you have in 46. That's cool. Didn't hear too much crescendo going into 50. Hear the resolution violas? Good release. Good release. The attack a little bit shabby on that, but boy, oh boy, it might have seemed so nitpicky. Well, to me, that was a really, really, really excellent performance, very sensitive. Everything that I said would be, I'd direct toward a college group or a really, really good high school group. For your level, that's fabulous. All of those are just to help bring it to the very next level. So to sum up, watch those sensitive attacks. Make sure you have the tempo in your head before you see the downbeat so that you know when the downbeat's going to come. So really look at your conductor's preparation and start to listen for dissonance and consonance. Yeah, make sure in the first ending the 16th notes are really precisely together. Good. A little more decrescendo. the slaps were good. They were in time. You know, that attack is so sharp, you have to be really, really together for that to happen. So that's good. A little bit timid pitch-wise in the top. You have to fight the thin is the word I should have used. The sound was a little thin as you were around the A and B. So make sure that you keep it the timbre of the sound really rich. Don't let it thin out. Nice. Nice hemiola there, or polyrhythm, good. Yeah, that was effective, 45 and 6. Yeah, violas, make sure that you're really solid on your pitches. That's just being so nitpicky. That's like a sigh going from 63 to 64. Make it feel that way, violins. Nice second violin. Nice pushing forward. When you have motion and other people don't have motion, what you're really doing is pushing the music forward. You're what makes it feel like it's moving forward in time. So when you have moving parts, give them a sense of direction. It's the same reason you shape phrases rather than just playing everything the same, right? It makes the listener feel like things are moving. Nice. Good entrance. Excellent. Very hard to get attacks together on pizzicato. Excellent. Solid on the entrance at 108. I probably would have added more little bit of something leading to 125 first violin, so those B's, upper B's, really sound like an arrival. Everyone accelerate together. Well, I was really, really impressed with your musicality. I can tell that you have an absolutely fabulous conductor. I can tell that he's instilling in you not only great musicianship, great technical performance, but also a sensitivity to the music. I can also tell he's teaching you how to behave professionally. The people in the audience were extremely well-behaved, attentive. You all in the orchestra looked like you were completely focused on the music. You were watching the conductor. You were having fun playing. You were executing really, really, really well. I'm just really, really impressed with this group. I think you did a really fabulous job. You should be really, really proud of yourself. I did make one or two comments. Those are very, very picky. But I hope that as you move to the next level, those are some things to think about that'll help bring you to that next level. Essentially figuring out and hearing harmonies, hearing harmonic movement, shaping of phrases, making sure that entrances are 100% together, particularly in very sensitive places. Just really, really, really a stellar, stellar job. My sincere congratulations to you.